The title of this session is Introducing the Personal Studies for New Christians. In this session, we'd like to give you a detailed introduction of the materials that we use in the personal studies. But before we do that, I want to clarify that the Personal Studies for New Christians is not a self-study classroom. It is not a self-study curriculum. It is not a correspondence course. We're in no way trying to compete with other correspondence courses. But what it is it's individualized study in a classroom where the teacher is present and active. The teacher is involved with the teaching and with helping each student understand the lessons and actually teaching in an individual basis. I want to just go through some of the lessons right now just to show you the different types of lessons that we have. Personal Studies for New Christians isn't just a series of one lesson after another, but it's a number of different types of lessons that are used for each new Christian. We can kind of look at it like, say, a person going into high school has a number of different classes that they would take. They would study math or algebra or geometry. That same year, they'd also study some type of science, maybe biology or physical science. They'd also study English. They would also study history, a number of different subjects. And it's the same type plans that we have, lesson plans that we have for Personal Studies for New Christians, where a student comes in and they're not just working on one lesson each day, but there's a number of different types of lessons that they can work on. One of the very first lessons that a student has when they come into the program is Lesson 101. This is the 100 series. And the 100 series of lessons in the Personal Studies for New Christians deals with salvation and basic Christian concepts. The lessons are laid out in such a way that 101 and all the 100 series are laid out in such a way that there's different pages that they're reading. There's information that's given, and it's written very simply. We have a number of students that come in with lower reading levels, but that's not the reason for the simplicity of the material. The reason for it is that this material is so basic to new Christians that we want to be sure that every new Christian coming into the program or studying these materials understands these concepts. And so it's presented in a very simple fashion. And the way this is done is there'll be a page of information that they're to read, and it'd be helpful if during the session if you'd take a look at these lessons. They're found in your teacher certification notebooks. And right now I'm looking at Lesson 101. Does God have plans for my world? And this lesson introduces the student to the concept of God actually being interested in people and interested in what's happening in the world today. And they read the information, and then they'll come to a place where there's questions for them to answer from the reading that they've just read. And the questions are taken directly from that. They can look back and actually copy their answers out of the reading materials. And many times that's what some of the students have to do because of lower reading levels or whatever. But the point that we want to stress is that these answers are very important, and it's very important that they begin to look for answers and understand what they're reading and to see how that fits in to the questions. We move on here. In the bottom of page 3 is a stop point. And we'd like to have many stop points in these lessons to be sure that we can have and give individual attention to each student and to see that they are answering the questions properly, and most of all, that they understand the material that they're reading. Moving on in this lesson, we come to page 7, and there's a place here where they've just read a story about a person coming into the program named Jake. And Jake talks about his experiences and why he came into the program and his reasons for being in the program. And the questions that are asked on page 7 in this lesson, ask the student if they can identify with Jake. And it's a place that we as a teacher can look at this student's answers and to see what their attitudes are, and if they are actually the same as Jake's, or they can explain if their attitudes are different, and we can see some of their motivation for coming into the program, what their goals are for themselves, without actually asking them these things specifically, but they can relate to another person in this story. And it's important that we, as teachers, take notice of their answers here, because it gives us an excellent opportunity to talk with them about their reason for being in the program. If you take a special note of, on the bottom of page 7, the place for the teacher's signature at the stop point has number 22 through 25 there. And these numbers will signal the teacher questions that they need to pay special attention to. These are either personal answers or answers that we can look at and see and get a good idea of where the student is at in their understanding of this material. And it gives us a special opportunity to talk with them about their answers. And I really appreciate the numbers being on the bottom, because many times we can just pinpoint these questions right away during these stop points. Each of these lessons in the 100 series also includes a self-test and a final test. And these tests are attached to the lesson, but when we give these tests to, when we give the lessons to the students, we need to remove the test before we give the lesson to the student. And then when the student has completed the lesson, they grade the lesson themselves, they're given an answer key, and when that is completed, they're able to take the self-test. Now this self-test will test them, it's like a practice test for them. They can go through this to see if they really understand the material, and then they grade the self-test themselves, and then the next day they're allowed to move on to the final test, and that's the test that's graded by the teacher, and that's the grade that they will receive for this lesson. Now the 100 series, as I said, is on salvation and basic Christian concepts. We have a number of lessons in the 100 series. The second lesson in the series is lesson 102, and this leads a new student through the plan of salvation. And in looking through the lesson, lesson 102, there's different things that they can look at. The first page has a number of different answers here that it says maybe some of these have prevented you from hearing God or from hearing God speak to you. And there's a number of different problems that they can look at. Smoking, family responsibilities, sports, business. And the thing that we want to show the students here is that God is interested in their lives, and God has been probably trying to get their attention for a long time, but they've been too involved in other things. And the thing that I find that is very helpful about these lessons is that if you would take the time on an individual basis to sit down with each student and go through all these things by yourself, it would take countless hours, and it would be impossible to do this. But with these lessons, they can go through these things and study these different concepts, see how God is interested in their life and how God has been trying to get their attention. And if they do have a question, if there's a problem, we can quickly spot that when they put their flag up in the classroom at one of these stop points. We can take a look at their answers and see if they're understanding these concepts, or if they are understanding, well, that's great. They can move right on ahead. If they're not, we can take time to find out what their problem is or what area they're having difficulty understanding, and we can discuss that with them. But we don't need to take the time to try to explain all of these different concepts. They can just work through this at their own pace. One thing I'd like to point out with Lesson 102, and this is very important, the 100 series isn't a series that we go through Lesson 101, 102, 103, but the series is designed, as I said, to teach the basic concepts of salvation. And so on page 16 in Lesson 102, if you'll turn to page 16, you see the title of this page is The Big Choice. And they are asked to make a choice if they're going to follow the Lord or what their choice is. Choice number one is, yes, I want to become a Christian. Choice number two is, no, I'm not ready to become a Christian. Number three is, I'm not sure if I am a Christian. And choice number four is, I already am a Christian. And it's very important, you as a teacher, pay close attention to their answer here. We don't want to influence them on saying, yes, they want to become a Christian, or, you know, pressure them into saying that they are a Christian or they want to become a Christian. We want to give them the freedom to choose whatever answer they really and honestly feel that where they're at today. The question below there says, circle the answer that tells how you feel today. And the reason it's so important that we take a look at this is the next lesson that they will study is determined by their answer here. If they circle choice number one, yes, I want to become a Christian, we go to the next lesson, which is lesson 103, which is entitled, Yes, I Want to Become a Christian. If they're not sure they're ready to become a Christian, well then, we don't go to, Yes, I Want to Become a Christian. We move on to the other lesson, lesson 104, which is My Questions About Christianity. And the same is true for number three. If they're not sure, we move on to lesson 105, I'm Not Sure If I Am a Christian. And these lessons will take the student step by step through their questions that they might have or their doubts of if they are a Christian, and will help them find answers to their questions. So I want to stress that again, that it's so important that we look at their answer on page 16 in lesson 102 to see what their answer is. I've heard of some induction centers, and I've seen this in visiting some induction centers, where they just go right through lesson 101, 102, 103, 104, and the lessons aren't designed that way at all. And I'm sure it was actually confusing to a student who might have circled, I'm not sure if I want to be a Christian, or I'm not ready to become a Christian, and the next lesson he receives is, yes, I want to become a Christian. Well, I'm sure it's very confusing to that student. So be sure that you look and see which one it is. And many times in our center, we have students coming in that are already Christians. So naturally, they would circle, I'm already a Christian. And we move right on to lesson 106. And there's no need to even stop at the other lessons. Lesson 106, then, will further their teaching and what it is to become a Christian, and now that they are a Christian. Then after that, we move on into lesson 108, which is entitled, Who is God? And this is the first lesson in the series that actually gives us some basis, and I guess we could look at basic theology in who God is. And we find that we have our students come from many, many different backgrounds, some from Catholic background, some from Protestant, some from actually no religious background whatsoever. And we have some students that come in from Islamic backgrounds, and this introduces them to the basic concept of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that Jesus came to die for them, and how the Trinity, how the teaching of the Trinity, and how God has worked in the past and is involved in creation. And this lesson is very good for, I would say, for all the students that come in. I like to tell a student that, you know, yes, these lessons are very basic, but the important thing is that every student coming in starts with the same foundation, that they're all starting out with the same basic information about what it is to be a Christian. And they can be sure that they are a Christian. Some think they are Christians, and in going through these lessons, find out that they're not really a Christian. They really have never asked Jesus to become the leader of their life. And we find that going through these basic lessons, that the students can have that basic understanding, that same foundation. And we move on from there. Now, this is just the lessons. Most of these lessons are covered in their very first month in the program, the 100 series. There is a rather new lesson. This is lesson 109. It's entitled God's Plan for the Family. Now this lesson can be used in the first month, or it can also be used in later months in the program. I like to use it with our students in our unit on family relationships, and I think it gives a very good introduction to God's plan for the family and family relationships. Again, this lesson, being in the 100 series, does have the self-test and the final test. It's the same format. I'd like to move on to some of the other lessons that we have in the personal studies. The 200 series is a number of lessons that actually they're short projects based on Scripture. And these projects are on a particular aspect of Christian growth, and they all stress application of these concepts. For example, lesson 201. And if you'll look at these things as I'm talking about them, they're found in your teacher certification notebooks. Lesson 201 is dealing with showing kindness. And the scripture that is studied in this lesson is Ephesians 4:32. The lessons each go through, each lesson has a place where they, first of all, study the scripture that's involved in this concept, and they can come to a place where they see a need for this in their life. They're asked different questions that actually will bring them about to a place where they see that they are either lacking in this area of their life, or they need to improve in this area of their life. And then we move on to a place where there's a place where they need to set goals, some way of putting this concept into practice. As in showing kindness, there's a place here where they set a number of different goals and how they can show kindness to a particular person. And then there's a stop point where they talk this over with the teacher, and the teacher will go over these goals. And then the second part of the lesson deals with what happened when they tried to put this into practice. And again, all of these lessons stress the application of actually putting this into practice, actually showing kindness to a person, or as in lesson or project 202, deals with forgiving others. Some of the other projects that we have here in the 200 series, dealing with your thoughts, a new way of talking, that's project 204, Project 205, showing respect. Project 206, enthusiasm. 207, showing gentleness. And I believe that's it with the 200 series. One thing I'd like to say about this series is that it can be used any time in the program. It's not something that they work through one lesson at a time. It's something that should be used when we actually see a need for one of these lessons to be used in a particular student's life. They're not meant to be assigned one after another. And they can be used either in the very first month, or can be used in the fourth month in the program, or fifth month, or whatever it may be. They're very flexible. And I've even seen where the lesson can be used even more than once. If a particular problem comes up, there's a place where they can give examples of where they need to use this, either the character quality or biblical truth, and where they need to apply this to their lives. And they might have a particular problem that comes up again, where this lesson can be helpful to them a second time. I'd like to talk about the 300 series right now. The 300 series is, again, special projects. They're not all short projects. Some of them are a little bit more detailed. But these are on a variety of different issues. Again, as with the 200 series, these projects can be used at particular times. There's not any particular time, but it can be used just about any time in a student's time in the program. The first lesson is Project 301, and it's entitled "I'm Here." Now, this project, for the most part, is used the very first day they come into the program. In our center, what we'd like to do is actually give them this project. If a student comes in the afternoon, that evening during the study time, we'll give them this project. And it gives a student an opportunity just to really think through, why am I here in this program? And what do I hope to accomplish while I'm in the program? And the questions that they're asked to actually write a composition explaining why you came here, who told you about this place, what problems in your life helped you see the need to come here, and what do you hope to accomplish here. The back of this project also has a place where they are to look up different scripture verses and just check that they've read these verses. And I find many times that this is the first time that some students have ever looked at a Bible or ever tried to look up scripture verses. And so it gives a very good opportunity to introduce a student to the Bible and how to look up verses. We'll move on to Project 302. 302 is entitled New Hope for Life. And this project is given to a student who has left the program and has come back. I've used it with students who have actually graduated from the program and have come back for a time of a refresher course or restabilization. And it gives the student an opportunity to take a look back at what happened when they left the program and what experiences they had outside and what they hope to learn in coming back, what things they hope to accomplish in coming back into the program. And I find it's very helpful to give the student an opportunity to think about these things. For the most part, they haven't really sat down and thought about, well, what went wrong when I was out there? What was my problem that caused me to backslide or to fall or to fall back into drugs or whatever the case may be? And this also provides an excellent opportunity to sit down with the student and talk to him about what went wrong and what happened. I find that many times I can actually use these lessons in a counseling situation where I'll ask a student to come on into my office with this lesson, and we'll just go over the lesson and talk about some of the different questions. I have another project, Project 303, which is called Go See the Judge, and this is only used when a student has a court case coming up, and it can help a student deal with the anxiety of going to court and what will happen, and it has a number of different the first section is before you go to court, and the second section in this lesson deals with after you've gone to court. Some of the other projects in this series, Project 305 is entitled Biography of My Family, and this is excellent in starting the unit on family relationships, where a student can actually look back and take a look at his family. And many times I find that a student doesn't really want to do this lesson because they had never actually taken an honest look at their family relationships. And this right away will point out to them areas that they really need to work on. Some of the other lessons, dealing with responsibility, my life of work, which goes through a student's experiences in working. And Project 308, Interviewing Christian Workers. This is the 300 series. I also just like to make mention of a lesson that we have on dealing with students that are thinking about leaving the program. It's entitled, Sometimes I Feel Like Leaving. And that lesson can be helpful to a student to just evaluate his feelings about being in the program and why he's there and what his reasons are that he feels like leaving. The things I've talked about so far are basically lessons that a student does. The first one, the 100 series, like I said, is for the most part done their first month. The 200 and 300 series are done in the second month, third month, or whenever that they're needed. Now, some of the other things I'd like to talk about right now are moving on to the next part here is the character quality class. Now, the character qualities is this class deals with a number of different character qualities. Most of these qualities are taken from the Basic Youth Conflicts Seminar by Bill Gothard. And there's if you'll take out that manual, your character quality class manual, beginning on page 15 is a listing of different character qualities. And there are 49 character qualities listed. Each one has the character quality title, their opposite quality, and a definition, and some questions that would help a student get a better understanding of what the character quality is about. And then there's a scripture verse that goes with each one. Now, the way that these character qualities are studied is through a series of steps or activities that begins on page 4 in the manual. There are 8 different activities that a student goes through in studying a character quality. And each activity is completed. When each activity is completed, they need to have a teacher check that activity and then sign a checklist. And I did have a checklist here someplace, but I seem to have misplaced it. Here we go. Character quality checklist. And there are 8 different blanks here, and there's a place for the date that the activity is completed and also the teacher's initials. And it's very important that it's checked after each activity. I've seen where students didn't think that that was important, and they would move through and go through the different activities, and they really were missing the point of the character quality. And they had the whole thing completed, and they missed the whole point of what they're needing to see in studying this character quality. So when you're actually working through these different activities, we need to check after each one to see if that they're catching on, first of all, to what is what character quality they're studying, seeing if they're actually seeing what this quality is about and where it applies to their life. And we help them to look at situations in their life where they haven't used this quality. And we also move on to a place where they can see where this quality can be used in their life, and they set goals to apply this quality to their life. There's also some special projects listed that can be used with any of the character qualities, where they can study this special project along with the regular activities and can be a greater benefit to them. Now, the character qualities class can be used throughout the time in the personal studies. With 49 qualities, I've never seen anyone study all 49 yet. And another thing is it also gives us, as a teacher, an opportunity to see what interests the students feel they have. I'd like to give my students an opportunity to choose character qualities that they feel that they need to work on in their lives. And it gives them an opportunity to have input on the things they're studying and qualities and areas of spiritual growth that they want to develop in. Another one of the lessons that we have is the personal reading class. Now, the personal reading class has a manual for the students, and there's a number of different projects that are in here which guide a student in their reading of a book. Many times we like to assign books to a student, and they don't have the slightest idea on how to really see what the book is telling them. And what we'd like to do is have them look through a project in here and write out daily personal summaries of what they're reading. So that way they can begin to study and begin to read a book and see how this applies to their life, to see what is the content that I need to be getting out of this and get a better understanding, instead of just having a student read a book and give a 5-minute book report at the end. This way they can work through it the whole time through and grasp something from each page or each chapter that they're reading. One of the things I like about the personal reading class is that there are instructions on how to write a report from a devotional book or on a cassette tape, and different questions that the student can use to help them in writing a book report. Another one of the types of studies or lessons that we have in the personal studies for new Christians is the scripture memorization class. Now, this class isn't just teaching a student how to memorize a scripture. That is certainly not the goal of this. But the goal of this class is to help a student apply this scriptural truth to their life. There's a section at the beginning of their manual, or their student manual, that they go through and ask different questions here on what they think about scripture memorization. And it'll give us an idea on where they're at and what their thinking is, and we can talk with them about that. Then moving on in the manual, there are different tips that they can use in memorizing verses. But I'd say the most important thing, and what's used most frequently in this lesson, in this class, is the worksheet. The manual explains how to use the worksheet. But the worksheet is a place where they write down the scripture verse, and then they talk about what the verse means to them, and then we get to the place where they, number three on the worksheet, it says, here are three ways I can put to practice in my own life what this verse talks about. And you'll find in teaching personal studies is that this is one of the most difficult concepts to get across to your students. And seeing how they can apply this scriptural truth to their life. And many times you'll experience a lot of frustration in having them write goals and rewrite these goals. But it's worth it because memorizing a scripture verse is basically useless if they don't see how it applies to their life and if they don't make an attempt to apply that scriptural truth to their life. What happens after the worksheet is completed, they choose a goal or a couple of goals with the help of the teacher and try to put that into practice. And then they move on to the final test, where they write the scripture that they memorize, and then they also will talk about the goal that they tried to apply to their life and what happened when they applied it or tried to apply it. That's a scripture memorization class. There's only one other class I'd like to make mention of right now, and that's the Bible reading class. I don't have the manual with me right now, but the Bible reading class has a student manual, and that manual has a number of different projects that the student can use in reading the Bible. And what we'd like to do in our center is have a rotation of different books of basically the New Testament, some Old Testament books, and these books are listed in the back of the manual. We'd like to go through a rotation with the students where they are getting some of these basic Bible truths from these books of the Bible, and they're working through it chapter by chapter. We assign a project and a chapter each day, and our students have a specific time that they work on this each day. And the thing that I see most beneficial in this class is it gives them different methods of studying the Bible, where they're not just reading through the Bible and forgetting what's there, but they're having to answer either different questions or look for different things in what they're reading. One of the projects is rewriting what they read as a news story. And you get some very interesting news stories and from some of the different scripture that they're reading. But I find that it really gives each student a good foundation in how to study the Bible, how to read the Bible, and how to find biblical truth in what they're reading. So that's all I have in actually going through the different types of materials. At this time, we'd like to move into a panel discussion to see if there's any other comments.
I'd like to make a comment about the project, Sometimes I Feel Like Leaving. This is a special project that should not be required for all the students. If a student really feels like leaving the program, we have them do that project. But just because that happens to be the next lesson in your series of lessons, don't just assign that to a student. I remember talking to one student who said that he had never even thought about leaving the program until he was given that lesson, and he was required to do it, and after he did it, then he began to really think about leaving. Well, that's exactly the opposite purpose for which the lesson was written. There may be many students who will never even do the lesson, but just to let them know that it's available so that if there is, or if you know a student who's really thinking about leaving, then say, well, before you leave, why don't you sit down and work through this lesson and let's talk about it and see if we can't resolve some of these issues that are going on within you.
Something I'd like to comment on is when Greg was sharing about the personal reading class, I had a guy who went through the program, and when he came into the program, he'd never read a book before in his life, totally all the way through. And the first time he read a book all the way through, it so excited him that he became aflame with reading. And it was really exciting to see the student progress as we assign him books and just the joy of reading for him, because he found things that were relating to his life and ministering to him. And that was really exciting for me, and seeing just how when we give students something to read that relates to where they're at, maybe relates to issues that they're dealing with, and then the excitement to come from having to read a book and really finding out that reading books can be enjoyable. And that was really exciting for me.
Have any other comments?
On the, just pick up on the 100 series, the lessons. Even though they're dealing with some elementary and very basic issues, I think they're asking some very good questions. There's some very personalized questions that if that individual is answering them, honestly, it can provide some real good discussion between him and the teacher, and also provide an opportunity for future goal areas. Lesson 108, relating to who is God, and some helping to evaluate his relationship with God. Also, lesson 109, the new one that you mentioned, relates to the family and can really help you to see some areas that he or she may need to be working on in their family life. So I think they provide some very good questions for discussion.
I'd like to say something about the 300 series. Some of the examples that I've had, like for instance the one on A New Way of Talking, we had one girl. I had one girl do it three times, mm-hmm. because, you know, well, I won't go into her, you know, particular problems, but she was doing the same things again and again. She wasn't changing the way that she was talking. And so I just had her do it, you know, for another 2 weeks, and then another 2 weeks, and another 2 weeks, you know. And she, you know, really appreciated it, because she said, yes, I have this problem, and I've got to work on it. And then another thing is that I found those lessons were very helpful. Instead of giving out more disciplines, you know, more hours or pants restriction or whatever kind of restriction, I would give them one of those lessons. Like we had one girl that had a problem with responsibility, and I gave her the lesson on responsibility. She was in charge of the kitchen on the weekend, and her parents came, and she completely forgot to start dinner. An hour and a half later, I asked, "Where's dinner? You know, why isn't it started?" "Oh, well, my parents came." So what I did was, I gave her goals. I said, you know, what you need to do is you need to make sure that everything is running well in the kitchen. Even if you can't do it, at least make sure that staff knows. And I set up several kinds of goals to make sure the kitchen was running well, and having her think ahead and plan ahead and always inform her supervisor. And she did that for 2 weeks, and then, you know, gave progress reports on it. And that really helped her tremendously. And I think that it changed her attitude towards authority, because I didn't just, you know, discipline her and, you know, get down on her about it. But I tried to talk to her in a loving way and said, now how can you, you know, change this about yourself? So I found it really helpful.
I think it's an excellent way to use the lessons. I mean, so many times we have, especially in a residential program, we have so many opportunities of examples right there in a daily living, and that's so important that we try to get that across to the students, that that's where they need to begin to apply the things that they're learning. And many times they'll try to just study about these concepts in the classroom, and then when it comes to their daily living, that's something totally different. And I think that these lessons really lend themselves easily to application right there in daily living.
I'd like to say one other thing about the lessons, especially in the 100 series. Sometimes students will say, or maybe even with a character quality class, they'll say, "Here, I'm at the stop sign. Would you sign this?" And which either says one thing to me, either some of the other teachers are not taking time and discussing it with them and they're getting away with it, or they just want to see how quickly they can move through the lesson and finish it. And I think the whole purpose of that stop sign, as you said earlier, is to have them look back at what they've done, discuss questions, really give the teacher an opportunity to listen, the teacher an opportunity to listen to what the student is saying, and to really see just how much this student is picking up. And something that you were sharing in the earlier session was that if the teacher is listening, it can help him to help that student to bridge his gaps between knowing and understanding and application too. Because as you were saying, a student having to come back in a new program because he knew a lot, but he was not applying it. And I think if the teacher can pick up on that early, it can really help in some of the projects that you were saying. You know, it may take several times for that student to really get it to, from the point of knowing to application.
I'd like to say something else about the projects that, like that you have projects in character qualities and scripture memory, you know, in the 300 series. And it's good to always be communicating between the other staff members so the other staff always know, you know, like not everybody's in the PACE class all the time. So it's good to communicate, you know, with the other staff what so-and-so is working on, what their goals are, so they could see what happens throughout the day, especially like whoever's a kitchen supervisor or housework, housekeeping supervisor. Many times they're the ones that, you know, they see the bad attitudes and things like that. They should really be informed.
Okay, well, this concludes the...